About 30 miles southwest of Fresno, giant machines are busy harvesting tomatoes on Don Cameron's 5,000-acre ranch.
This area right here is not in a water district or an irrigation district.
It's fertile farmland, even in this drought.
We've had to rely on well water for many, many years, for all the time we farm this ground.
But over those years, the water level underground has dropped.
We know for a fact on one of our wells that we've seen 2.5 feet of decline per year since 1986.
Groundwater levels throughout the San Joaquin Valley are at record lows.
If you look out here, it looks like a desert. Everything's brown, everything's dusty and dirty.
Cameron stands next to a busy highway overlooking the North Fork of the Kings River. It only has water when the snow melts in a wet year and the winter floods come. 2012 was the last time that happened, and that's when Cameron took advantage of the extra water to flood his crops.
At that time, we put about 150 acres of wine grapes. We put water on those from January until May for over 5 months, about 6 inches to 1.5 feet of water.
Farmers typically don't irrigate in the winter. The rain does it for them. There's also the fear that too much water could damage roots of permanent crops.
I think people thought we were crazy to be putting that much water on wine grapes for such a long period of time.
But Cameron had a goal.
We actually did measurements, and we found that about 75% of the water that was applied was moving down to the groundwater.
Cameron's grapes grow on sandy soils. If you flood those soils, water seeps quickly into the ground. Until now, restoring groundwater often required constructing big ponds on empty land to let water seep into the ground. Using agricultural land could open the door to millions of acres. And Cameron says it didn't ruin his crops.
I think we actually saw a little bump in production after the water. It probably made the vines a little healthier to have the surface water put on them.
Cameron normally uses efficient drip irrigation, but he was able to use old flood irrigation piping and canals to move the flood water. He also flooded his pistachios and alfalfa. Cameron is so convinced of its success, he's spending $2 million of his own money to expand the project. Prompted by new state laws regulating groundwater, more than a dozen nearby farmers are following his lead.
I think they're going to be looking at their fields as not just a revenue source, but as a way to increase groundwater in the region.
Restoring groundwater can't be done everywhere. Not all soils are permeable, and not all crops can tolerate extra water in the winter. But it shows enough promise to garner the attention of almond growers. The thirsty crop has been villainized in the drought. The Almond Board of California is funding a study with UC Davis to see if flooding orchards can work. Ken Shackle is with the Department of Plant Sciences at UC Davis.
Almonds, I think, are a very interesting test case because the almond acreage is huge, and a lot of them are in areas that are the soils are good for groundwater recharge.
One drawback is that most almond growers no longer have the piping and canals once used to flood irrigate. But Don Cameron says every effort should be made to see if it's possible to restore groundwater.
This is something that can be done now in a relatively short amount of time, and the benefit is immense. You're essentially putting money in the bank for a rainy day.
Or in this case, for a dry day. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.